When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We are back on Monday and at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots Monday, and that means we'll be joined by Gerard Mayo and by Boomer Esiason on this show on Monday morning. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
And now,
I saw something last night.
Yeah, all right.
Well, makes we'll get me want to jingle.
Another edition of
Christmas is what, January 1st, right?
Jermaine Wiggins.
This tickles my fanny.
Not like the rest of us.
People that go up in a plane to go into the eye of the storm.
Yeah, weather people.
They have a specific name, the ones that go into hurricanes.
Weather people.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. Hey, Wiggy, what's Coleman?
Is it Pro Como?
No, we're electricians, dude. Coleman!
It's electric!
That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Another service of Coleman Electric. Some of Wiggy's highlights from the week. Where do you want to start, Chime?
This was one of my all-time favorite Wiggy moments. Just about a week ago, we were celebrating the birthday of a war hero in Joe Landry.
Uh-huh.
And Wiggy was in charge of leading happy birthday.
Yes.
For Joe Landry. And this is how that went.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
What?
I'm adding a little flavor.
What kind of
day to you?
Woo! What kind of rube doesn't put the person's name in the song? That's why
he probably forgot it.
It's been sung for 100.
Oh, well, I was getting ready to.
What?
Yeah, I mean, very strange. I don't.
Well,
know.
I was remixing it. Happy Joe.
Did you not remember his name?
No, I remembered his name. I couldn't remember the song.
Everybody know. That's what I thought.
That's where I was.
You couldn't remember the happy birthday song?
Yeah, because it was to Joe, but then Courtney, it's Dear Joe. Is that how the happy birthday song works?
There's no Dear Joe.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dear Joe.
Yeah, see, that's where I was like, happy birthday. And I thought it was another. No, I know it was another two.
But you kind of forgot his name.
No, I knew Joe's name. I was just remixing. Let the singer sing.
Okay.
Well, I've said it 10 times, so probably too many times. But if you miss Joe Landry on this show or you haven't played it for your kids, you should go back on the Odyssey app or rewind if you stream the show at WEEI.com and listen to it. An unbelievable guy, unbelievable story of his family and his five siblings who were all fighting in World War II together. It's it was just an unbelievable honor to meet him. And the dude, not only did he do the show with us, but then he came to the 110 Grill after with all of the rest of the heroes.
A man got all his faculties at 100.
He does. He really does. I hope I'm like that when I get to 100.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. You don't want to be like Jimmy Carter trying to catch flies.
Well, I mean,
Joe is still driving.
No disrespect to Jimmy Carter.
Right, but I mean Joe,
you don't
still
think Jimmy is driving?
Hell no.
Greg, fun fact. Did you
Joe getting his license for another 5 years, though?
That's
like,
pretty good. Wow. Yes, Curtis, what?
I was just going to say that, I don't know if you know this, but Jimmy Carter was also at the Juan Soto meeting.
Ain't no way Jimmy's driving.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
All right. Is there anything else that was up for consideration, Sean?
Yeah, just one other one from earlier this week. Curtis had asked the room which you would rather take, champagne or cheese. And I think Wiggy got a little confused at first. And here was the Wiggy's response to that.
Champagne, a type of cheese?
No. Like the drink?
Like the drink champagne?
Right. Oh. Both are like from a region specifically.
Oh, okay, because I was like, champagne and cheese. I would want cheese all day long.
Yeah.
I don't even like champagne.
Right.
Well, I thought that was a type of cheese. Because when we get to talking about cheese, you guys have all types of names for cheeses.
Yeah, well, there are various kinds of cheese. There are various.
I mean, I know provolone, Swiss, and, you know, American.
Gouda, brie,
yeah, like,
goat,
yeah,
cheddar,
like
Manchego.
Cheddar.
Manchego, what the hell is that?
That's like a Spanish cheese, I believe.
Oh, okay. Manchego.
I thought it was Monterey Jack.
Manchego is very good cheese.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of brie. It does nothing for me.
Me neither, to be honest. I think people would assume that I like brie because I like a soft cheese, yeah. And brie doesn't do it for me. And I have to say, after the show, when we had that little back and forth joke, there is a cheddar cheese called champagne. A lot of people were saying to me,
really?
Like, well, Wiggy's not 100% wrong.
Okay,
interesting.
Did not
know that.
There's a champagne cheese?
Right. Yeah, it's a cheddar cheese, right. But it's called champagne.
See, Shime, you should know that. You're the cheese. You're supposed to be the cheese expert.
Wiggy, I'm just more of a sharp cheddar guy. Like, I never knew there was a champagne cheese. I was unaware.
I know there's mozzarella. Mm-hmm. That's cheese.
Yep, there is.
Of course there is.
That is true.
Yeah, but brie, I don't think I ever had brie or know what brie is, but...
You've definitely had brie, probably.
Maybe I have.
If you could only have one, what would it be?
Probably mozzarella.
Really?
Yeah. If I can only have one cheese. Because I feel like you could put mozzarella on pretty much, not everything, but it's way more versatile. It's like a 5-2 player.
But you can't have like a turkey and mozzarella sandwich. Like,
why not?
It needs to be a...
Because like you can put mozzarella on. A lot of people put it on cold cuts.
You can't have a ham and... Like, it's got to be ham and Swiss. Like, there are certain things that go with...
So Swiss would be your... If you could only have one?
No.
Have you never had ham and cheddar?
I've had ham and cheddar.
Oh,
but
great.
I think Swiss is the go-to with the ham.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like a ham sandwich? Like a cold ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Right. Don't they put ham on an Italian sub?
Yeah.
So you could put...
provolone on an Italian but you sub, could, not you mozzarella,
could, but you could put mozzarella on an Italian sub.
If I had to pick one and only one, I might go with the Munster.
I knew
I
you
no
were going to do that. I knew it. It's a
pretentious
cheese.
It is not pretentious.
It is
not.
I know
Munster
Eddie
is pretentious.
So what do you mean it's cheese? Cheese can't be pretentious.
Like, if you're at a really, like, nice restaurant and it's lunchtime and they're giving a grilled cheese, it's always like a grilled cheese with Munster.
Yeah. Because it's flavorful. Mm.
Can I put Munster on my salad?
No.
You probably wouldn't.
See, I could put mozzarella on my salad.
If I could only pick one cheese, it would be goat.
If I had one, it'd be Jarlsberg.
But you're calling me pretentious, and then you're picking a
immediately
cheese
immediately pulls out goat cheese.
Goat?
Do you heat up goat cheese?
Goat cheese far more pretentious than Munster.
Correct.
Really?
I like goat cheese.
Munster is the working man's cheese.
Wrong.
Why would you have
that's
it?
Not right.
Yes, it is.
That's not right.
Well, I guess American is the working man's cheese.
Yes.
Like, is that white American or orange American?
We have two Americas.
Bologna and American and mustard is the working man's sandwich.
What's the most pretentious cheese? Is it goat?
No,
or is it brie?
I like goat.
It's probably Gruyere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anything that you have Havarti? Anything that has an accent of goo in it is very pretentious.
That's fair.
But what do you use your goat for? Is that because
I can put it on salads, great in omelets, in sandwiches. It's universal.
Okay, because I do...
Pasta.
I put the goat in the microwave, heat it up for like 45 seconds, and then dip crackers in it.
See, I would...
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that's
you make
like,
your own fondue.
No, it's like a goat cheese dip. You buy it right in...
What type of cracker?
Are
you a Ritz guy?
Yeah, regular Ritz cracker. Okay.
Thank God you didn't say Triscuits. Triscuits are the worst excuse for a cracker ever invented. And they do extreme damage to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like anybody, I would choose a Wheat Thin over a Triscuit.
I love Wheat
all
Thins.
Day long.
No,
Triscuits are gross.
I can't say I have a strong opinion on them, but I like
the knockoff version of the Ritz also.
Okay.
You know, comes in the green box. What's that one? The cheap version? Shoppers or something.
I don't know what that is. I like to put pepperoni between my Ritz crackers.
Oh.
Yeah, like make little pepperoni cracker sandwiches.
Cracker sandwiches?
Yeah. You don't
do
that?
100 of them?
No, I don't do that. I get the, because obviously, you know, stay watching my weight. I get the turkey pepperoni.
I don't like cold pepperoni.
70% better when it comes. You don't like cold pepperoni?
No.
Why not?
Why?
I don't know. I only like it when it's crispy.
Yeah. Oh, on
a
pizza.
I would throw that turkey pepperoni in the packaging into Courtney's app and see what you get on that. That's
well, I mean, maybe in her app, but that's good.
The thing was manufactured in 1974, by
Greg,
the way.
On the package.
It's got age, Greg. That's good.
It's healthier and it's not as greasy.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
I love
so sure
the
that,
cracker pepperoni sandwiches.
All right. We got to take a break. But first, we're going to say hello to James from Boston. Hello, James.
Hey, Greg, how are you? How you guys doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to say thank you again for last week for everything you did for Joe.
I
don't know if you knew it or not. I wanted to...
This is the James who introduced us to Joe Landry a year ago. at Lunch with a Hero.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to one of your callers, Dan. I didn't get his last name. He's from Quincy.
Danny.
He gave Joe a hat.
Yeah.
Danny, yeah, is that it?
Yes.
He had made Joe a special Battle of the Bulge hat that he gave him at the place last week.
He's the best. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Wiggy's right. Like, he's more together than the rest of us, and he's 100.
Yeah. So, I would just say, do your best to try to keep him off the roads. I know he's got his license, but, I mean, he's a Hyundai. I don't know how comfortable I feel with a 100-year-old driving.
Okay. He's going to be
Wiggy,
that guy.
I asked him.
What? Go ahead.
I was with him on Monday at a veteran's celebration at the Legion. And I asked him, I said, Joe, you don't drive at night, do you? And he didn't really answer. Or the highway. He goes, well, I'm really not supposed to say, but I was coming back from Worcester. I looked down. I was doing 80. I'm like, man, I got to slow down. I'm like, why were you coming back from Worcester? He's like, I was at the VA.
Wow. I'll tell you.
I'm still waiting to find out what his secret is because I gotta know it.
He lived life, man.
Yeah,
he lived life.
He didn't feel it was it was appropriate to tell you what his secret
is.
Imagine that he's doing 80. Joe has 100 doing 80.
Wow,
and he made it home.